So, haven't booed for a while to my diary. About time I did. Kind of prompted by arrival in the woods. Always seems to prompt me to do a boo when I'm in the mood. Tend not to boo when I'm in a kind of depression. It's not been a deep depression, it's just been interesting time because I've come off my sleepy meds and it's good. It's good from the point of view that I'm much more present. I don't feel like a zombie. I'm just keeping an eye out while Poppy scouts ahead of us. Just in case there's another dog. Don't really want that sort of stuff happening. Well, in fairness, it's only the one dog that's ever attacked her in the woods, but they don't see many dogs in the woods or people, so... still a little bit anxious when I walk here with her. But I don't stop it, because she loves it so much. And in truth, so do I. It's a pretty special place, so... not somewhere I should be avoiding. There she goes, lapping me. Yeah, so I've not felt very sociable. There's kind of been with an increase in alertness comes an increase in awareness and almost another stage of coming to terms with being mentally ill and how life goes ahead, what happens in the future. Something I'm not supposed to be preoccupied with, but something which it's hard for anyone to get out of their mind, and I'm no exception. Even to the extent that my gaming has become something I do in single player, I've stopped really, had a break anyway from my small social life, which really revolves around my game community. Somewhere I'm very proud of and, you know, thrilled it's such a success. But somewhere that can manage itself, there's a good team of admins. And I think that's a kind of sign that it's grown up now. Is that, I don't need to be ever present. We're going to fall in the river here, Poppy. That's not much of a bridge anymore. The bank's given way and all the rain slightly, and the couple of bits of beam that passes a bridge, one of them sank, so you kind of have to walk along with a foot lower than the other. But play stuff runs itself, so just make sure I get the bills paid once a month and everything seems hunky-dory. I've just not been I've really been avoiding anything that could possibly make me stressed. And whilst I really love playing team competitive games, they have an element of excitement. Not an element of stress, really, but an element of competition that I don't really want to feel. I want to remain kind of a little bit flatlined on that score, because just because I'm coming to terms with stopping smoking for a start, and although it's been months now, certainly done that, still vaping, I'm not free of nicotine, but that's kind of, you know, feels like a far lesser evil. Feel healthier for it as well, definitely. And since I came off the pills that made me a zombie, I don't know whether it's because they slowed my metabolism so much or whether they just made me sleep so much and be so inactive that I've started to lose weight again, which is brilliant, because I didn't want to feel like someone wasting away, getting a big belly. I've never been anything but fairly slim, quite tall, so it's just something I didn't want. and something that seems to be taking care of itself, slowly losing weight. I haven't got like what do you call them, love handles, but I just got a belly. I think it's probably because of all the caffeine drinks I was drinking to stay awake. I've cut down on them massively because I don't really need them so much now off those pills. They were evil things, those pills, I tell you. I wasn't even on a particularly high dose, I don't think. They were supplementary to my main medication, so... yeah, they were just pretty nasty and really knocked me out. I think I remember commenting at the time, whether it was on an audio bill, whether it was to Claude. They just kind of put up a barrier between me and the world. And it wasn't a barrier that gave me any comfort. It was a barrier that made me more confused. It was kind of white noise and haziness that wasn't pleasant in any way. In contrast to something like the occasional diazepam, which is actually quite pleasant and not something you should do regularly because it's addictive, but something I'm prescribed and something I take a lot less than I'm prescribed, so you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I just take the odd diazepam for my nerves, and it's really quite nice when I do. So but that's a different, the point being, that's a different kind of haze. It's not really haze, it's more just chilledness. It's an ability to relax, and it goes hand in hand in terms of pleasures with the kind of more alert sensory person I am when I'm not on the other pills I was on. In other words, well, I'm walking in the woods now, there's all shafts of sunlight coming down, there's ferns all over the ground and the season's flowers at various stages of bloom or bust. And I can appreciate every single bit of it. You know, if a squirrel scampers up a tree and Poppy goes chasing after it, it's a thing of wonder. We've had some rabbits on the lawn quite regularly recently in the mornings and in the afternoons until we decided that they were taking far too much interest in our various growing stuff, and I decided to make sure Poppy got to know them. Not catch them, but just scare them away and discourage them, and it seems to have done the trick. The bliss that was having little bunnies hopping around on the lawn is over, because Poppy's made it known it's her lawn. Plus, you know, it's the chickens' lawn as well. Chickens are quite happy having it as their own. So yeah, it was cute. They were cute, the bunnies in the garden, but they were also very hungry. And they seemed to like anything that I would like. So that wasn't good. Although, I have to say this year... No, Pops. I have to say this year that my culinary cultivation isn't as advanced or as developed as last year or the year before, because I've just not been well enough. Like I say, found these pills very sedating. I don't think the weather helped. It's been very, you know, very funny summer. Not been a lot of sunshine, and usually sunshine really kind of does it for me, as it does for many people. But just gives me an extra bit of life. So, yeah, it's been quite a nice morning today. Little things that make me sort of find the days easier are keeping on top of the little, you know, one or two chores that I have, which can be pleasures if I keep them up, you know, like keeping the lawn looking nice, as opposed to just forgetting to mow it and then putting it off and then it raining and then it getting too long and, you know, taking three mows to get it to any sensible length over 3 days. Little things like that that, I don't know, people often find a pleasure but some find a chore, are a real kind of pendulum of my day. Or my week, and if I can keep them present. It does me a world of good to look outside and see some order that I've created. When it can feel pretty chaotic being depressed, and chaotic in the sense that, as chaotic as stillness can be, I say stillness, the world around is still, but my mind necessarily isn't. But motivation is definitely still, and effort is lacking, and things that make you feel lazy but you've got to remember are a symptom of your illness. Making good progress with the doctors. I've asked for talking therapies, psychoanalysis first, and then whatever leads on from that. The nature of the health service being that I couldn't ask for them until I was happy to be signed off temporarily from the psychiatrist. And because I was on the pills I was on, I wasn't happy. I kind of stuck with them for a period like he asked me to, but I was very pleased when he said that I could come off them. On my request, I'd experimented taking them every other day. No pops. Good girl. She's we're by this kind of, that's not a stinky bog at the minute, actually. It's more like an oasis, but I don't know. The water's pretty still. It doesn't look a particularly nice place for it to have to get clean after being in. Besides, there's a river just here, and it's pure and lovely. So if she wants to do some swimming, she can do it in there. So this is a bit rambling, but hopefully I'll hear in my own voice when I listen back in months or years to come that I'm improving from what I was feeling the past 6 months, despite certain things being a little bit what's the opposite of improvement, whatever that is, in that I'm not socialising the way I was, but I'm also keeping a more sort of UK time frame, so a lot of the socialising that I did was with American friends on the esports scene. I'm still following my esports, StarCraft and Dota, but playing Diablo basically, which is more like Dungeons and Dragons, more of a kind of submersive world of just killing stuff and finding weaponry and armor and them having special properties and deciding what builds you're going to put on your character to try and conquer certain stages of the game. It's a lot harder than it sounds. And it's pretty complex. It's as deep as Dungeons and Dragons ever was. And it's good for the brain because there's a lot of maths involved, a lot of working out what stats do what and how they affect other things. And yeah, I feel like such a geek when I start talking about my gaming. When I was well, I just used to like to shoot stuff. You know, Team Fortress in team competitive games. Counter-Strike. I found that ever since I suppose, stopped working and had less of a cerebral challenge on a daily basis, I've relished the opportunity to play more strategy games and games based on thinking rather than games based on reflex and competition. Yes, games always will be a big part of my life, and especially grateful to have them really, because I don't know what people who were recovering from mental illness did to stimulate their brain years ago. I suppose they read. But I can tend to get a little bit lost in my own thoughts when I read, and that's not necessarily somewhere I want to be. Don't know how long I've got left. Probably not long. My phone keeps going off. 5 minutes. So, yeah, nothing's really happened with, well, nothing has happened with Love Fresh. Continues to be live. I'd love something to happen with it. It would certainly give me a goal, or it would give me a job. However, it became, or it is, stressful to try and do that without any income, and it's demanding, and it's hard to feel positive when plans you have aren't able to get off the ground because either you fail to communicate them properly to people who may be able to invest, or you fail to monetize, because really, apart from the food on your plate, money stopped being important to you at all. It just seems a really insignificant thing to me these days. I don't spend any money. I do. I have living costs, but they're hardly large. But they don't, you know, I don't have that urge to consume like I did when I was in the city. I don't have that urge to buy a new kit and my studio, that kind of thing. I guess a lot of it's down to the fact it's built, you know, I've got the studio, I've got a decent enough computer to do what I want to do on it, and I've got no gap that needs filling, which is with material things, which is something that in itself is fairly priceless. Something that often, when working in a job you don't like, you kind of fill the gap by consuming, buying stuff, buying the latest gadgets. I kind of need a certain level of gadgetry because I'm a total geek, but my iPhone 4 is still going strong and still powerful enough for me, and my iPad 1 is still superb. So yeah, my gadgets are there, but they're just, there's no need to upgrade them anymore. There's no need to keep feeling like you want the latest, because things aren't the things in life that I need to sort. Just full recovery, and I'd like a sense of purpose a little bit more. I'd like a sense of clarity over what could possibly be happening next in life, as opposed to feeling that I've just got to get better, because I think there's going to come a point where I won't fully recover without more purpose. And all the experts say I can't rush that. But it's a very patient game, so yeah, anyway. Lovely break in the trees here. The sun's pretty nice in the sky today. And you can probably hear the cacophony of birdsong around me. It's pretty special. You know, I'd love something to come up, like, I don't know, a lot of the things I'd like to do require training or more knowledge than I have. You know, being a forest manager, or doing something that I could be out with Poppy, or working at home and having, you know, well, if Love Fresh took off, that would be absolutely ideal. But that's really just a case of looking out now, because I can't see we'd get investors, but I could see that we'd get someone interested in partnering or having ideas for it. I mean, something like Waitrose could really make it work. I have thought about, if I was better, that I could go and sell the idea to Waitrose that they should put their cards on the table, put their money where their mouth is in terms of supporting local, and create a network for local producers to interact with their customers and tell them which Waitrose to buy their products at. But that's all going and making pitches and stuff, and I'm not capable of it, if I'm honest. Or rather, I don't want to send myself down a road that could lead to another series of stresses and risk another breakdown or another relapse. So yeah, I think this time's gone, hasn't it? It's about to. Well, signing off, but yeah. hopefully things are